This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Nothing questionable about tonight with the Minnesota Twins. That was fun to watch. It was great to be at the ballpark. Welcome in the final pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins get their third consecutive victory, game one of this three-game series against the Kansas City Royals. For the next 30 minutes, we'll take your phone calls. Love to get your reaction. Love to get your text messages. The talk and text line, the number as always is 651-461-9226. That number again, 651-461-9226. And let me start with this. Before we get to the particulars about who pitched, who hit, who did what, tonight was fun. Like, we had fun at Inbound Brewing before the game. We had fun there. It was a packed house, plenty of Twins fans, even a few Royals fans there. We saw a couple of Royals jerseys. Then make your way over a couple of blocks away to Target Field and watch the game. And the energy tonight was awesome. And see, this is why I have been saying since the trade deadline, and I know that there's the outrage and people are ticked off because this guy got shifted out of here. This guy got traded out of here. This guy got shipped somewhere else. Right now, if you've watched this team the last week, the youthfulness, the energy, the vibe is good. I'm not sitting here. I'm not throwing shade at guys that got shipped out of here. I'm not throwing shade at anyone. Okay, because this season has not went how anybody would have expected. And it starts with me. I predicted this team would win the division. They're not going to do that. But let's be honest. Tonight in the ballpark, it was cool. It was fun. And yes, Royals fans travel well, and that was fun to see. But the bottom line is, this is why you go out and you root on and you cheer for the Luke Kuechels. This is why you go out and you cheer for the Matt Wallners. This is why you go out and you cheer for the Joe Ryans. That's why. That's part of being a fan. You can have every right to feel however you want to feel about the organization as a whole. But tonight, Chris, was a fun night to be at the ballpark. And I know that there were some Twin fans that probably would have been at the ballpark that went over to CHS and they went to go see Joey Chestnut and watch the St. Paul Saints and all of that good stuff. We had a lot going on tonight. You had the Saints and their promotions this weekend. They got the Joe Mauer stuff going on tomorrow. We got the Twins in town. Corey Koski, as I was walking through the concourse, you could hear him speaking to a specific group in one area. You had the Lynx tonight. They were playing at Target Center at 6:30. So there was a lot going on. But tonight was an awesome night to be in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, these are the nights, Henry, that you're thankful that we've got all of these entertainment options available. And when you've got the uncertainty around the Twins, they're kind of going to take a back seat until you prove to the fans that this is a team that is worth supporting, because the team has, you know, drastically changed in the past 10 days, And fans are, you know, fans are a little, you know, they're willing to kind of step back a little bit. But when you do have the Saints and the Joey Chestnut thing, and I mentioned this, you know, as we were at Inbound earlier today, for a minor league team and going back to the Northern League and the, you know, American Association, nobody has done promotions quite like the St. Paul Saints. Like, they have got their finger on the pulse of what's going on. You got the best team in the WNBA in the, you know, the Minnesota Lynx. And then you've got, you know, as much grief as they've taken, you've still got a major league team in the Minnesota Twins with a completely new identity. And now it's up to them to prove that they can continue to put nights like tonight together, string them together to kind of re-energize this fan base.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. The vibe at Target Field tonight was awesome. Love to get your reaction if you're in attendance, if you're at the game, if you're leaving the game now, leaving downtown Minneapolis. Love to hear from you guys, whether it's a phone call or text. Clearly, if you're driving, please don't text and drive. But you get what I'm saying. But it was fun. It was fun, and it was one of those, like, Oprah Winfrey show-like moments, like, you get a hit, and you get a hit, and you get a hit. Now, it was one of those type of evenings when it comes to the Twins putting runs on the board. But let's start with the pitching. Joe Ryan got his 11th win on the season. He didn't go deep into the ball game. His pitch count was a little bit elevated for the five innings that he went, but he went five innings, gave up four hits, one earned run. He didn't walk a batter. He struck out five on 87 pitches. And the one run that he gave up was against the first batter he faced, Mike Yastrzemski. He hit a home run, and you're immediately out of the gate down 1-0. And I bet Royals fans were saying to themselves, oh, this is going to be easy. This is going to be easy all night long. We're just going to go ahead and just take it to Joe Ryan, who, by the way, when you look at his track record against the Kansas City Royals, you know who he owns?
The Kansas City Royals?
Yes, the Kansas City Royals. Joe Ryan owns the Kansas City Royals. So once he gave up that first home run against against Yastrzemski, the opening batter, I said to myself, you know what? I don't know if this is a bad omen or anything, but I said, no, I'm not going to have negative vibes right now. He's getting it out of his system.
Yeah, got to get it out of the way.
Yeah, and that's exactly what took place.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Joe Ryan, right? I think that's always been the bugaboo with him because he's a fly ball pitcher. Sometimes he's going to give up the long ball. Sometimes he's going to give those up. But when you give it up to the, you know, the first batter of the game, yeah, it sucks. You're behind 1-0. But it's better than, you know, going through the middle of the lineup. You have a couple guys on. So, I mean, all things considered, you got off to that slow start with Joe Ryan. But he settled in nicely when the Twins were piling on runs.
Yeah. All right. Batting leadoff here on Final Pitch is Steve in Apple Valley. You're batting leadoff, Steve. What you got?
Leaky, how you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. Great day to be a Twins fan, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It was fun to be at the ballpark.
Okay. I want to thank you for putting up for me with me for the last couple of years as I was publicly crying for the youth movement all this time. But I'm just so glad it's finally happening. And like we talked about the other night, man, this is going to be a great time to be a Twins fan. They may not go on a huge run. There's going to be a course correction, I'm sure. But they're young, they're exciting, they're fun to watch again. And the bonus is all the young talent we just got is filtering over to St. Paul. And now the Saints are going to be glorious to watch. And this is going to be a fabulous time, end of the year, to be a Twins fan.
Well, Steve, I'll say this. I love your optimism, and I think that you're looking at it the right way. You just said course correction. You know that there's going to be adversity, there's going to be obstacles, there's going to be losses. We get that. We understand that. But this is the thing. When you look throughout sports, there are teams that have successfully, not all, but some, have successfully been able to do the rebuild on the fly and have made it work. One of the teams that everybody's in love with right now because they're talking about their window and could they have a dynasty coming forward is the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, look, I get it. I'm not going to go ahead and start. I'm not trying to compare the Minnesota Twins to the Oklahoma City Thunder. But my point is this. If you go about it the right way, you acquire the right type of talent, and you make the right draft picks, there's no telling how good you can be at what particular point. It's just going to take some time.
Well, like I said the other night, man, you know, we knew the group we had wasn't going to win. They just weren't set up to win. We were a sedentary team, middle of the road, and, you know, honestly, not particularly athletic. And now we're athletic. We're exciting. We don't know what these guys are going to do, but so far it looks real good, and that beats knowing we were going to lose before, so I'll take it.
Hey, thanks for the phone call from Steve in Apple Valley. This is the reason why I have been just I'm not being a homer about this. I'm just trying to be realistic about it. Like, I've never really understood since we made the moves how people have gotten so defensive of the moves. And this is what I mean by defensive. We were 51-57. Like, I don't think that any Twins fan out there should position themselves to be in a situation where they're looking at this team and trying to act as though we were equipped to make a run. I personally, and everybody has a right to their own opinion, I don't think that we were equipped to make a run. I just don't. And a big part of it is Pablo being out for so long. I think that, listen, if Pablo Lopez was going to return before the trade deadline, I don't think that we make half the moves that we make. But that's not the reality of it. The reality of it is he's going to return in September.
Yeah, and that's kind of what you're waiting for here. It's interesting, Henry, because I think over the course of time, you know, every year it's the Twins just don't make any moves to become an aggressive buyer. And, you know, the fans this year, they see the aggressive sell. They don't look at, you know, the prospects. And I think we look at it at the surface and we're not thinking about, okay, well, what is the team going to look like in another week or another 2 weeks? We're thinking about it in the here and now. Okay, well, this is a drastic change. And when you change so many pieces, the odds are it's not going to get any better. And if it does, it's going to take a significant amount of time. And, you know, like we said, the prospects, they're question marks. So you just don't know what you have. You could have ended up, you know, selling a bunch of these parts for nothing, or you might have to wait for the reward. And the fans at this point, they get frustrated because we see the same thing year after year.
Hey, real quick, let me address this text. This says from the 763, "Hi, Henry, since we traded Carlos Correa, he's batting .379, but he was a loser for the Twins. Luke Keyshaw is going to be a real stud for the Twins the rest of the year and hopefully the years to follow. Thanks, Henry, for everything that you do." I thank you for the text. I thank you for listening to the show. I thank you for your contribution to the show. I will say this, though. I agree with you and disagree with you. I agree with you in that I think that Luke Keyshaw is a stud. And he plays so damn hard. That's what I absolutely 100% love about him. But you can't just put this all on it. I'm not saying all on, but you can't. I would not call Carlos Correa a loser. I'm not going to go. Number one, he's got a ring. So, of course, he's not a loser. Number two, when we start talking about the reasons why the Twins were not being successful this year, yes, I'm going to put some of that on Carlos Correa, but I'm also going to put some of it on Royce Lewis was not available. And then when he was available, wasn't very good. There were a lot of other. Vasquez not been good since he got to Minnesota. We signed him to a 3-year contract. He hasn't been good at any part of that contract. Like Pablo Lopez getting hurt, Bailey Ober not being good for about a month or so.
Well, injured. Yeah, like, that entire month of June was awful.
That's not Carlos Correa's issue. Like, that's not on. Like, so this is a team thing. This is the Twins as an organization failed this year in that regard. It isn't about Carlos Correa being a loser. I mean, the guy's got a championship ring.
Yeah, he does. And you know, when we're talking about, you know, some of the other issues, the month of June was historically bad for the Twins pitching staff, and that is not anything to do with Carlos Correa.
Yeah. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll take our first break. We'll come back, get back to more of your comments, text, any opinion that you may have. 9-4 Twins win over the Royals, and this is Final Pitch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All righty, welcome back. Final pitch, News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins defeat the Royals 9-4. And there were so many guys that were getting hits tonight. That was just fun, man. That was fun. Like, we talked about Joe Ryan giving up the immediate home run to kick off the game, but the Twins immediately went out there and had his back, scoring three in the bottom of the first, and then they tack on a couple more in the second, then again in the fourth. And that, I think that a lot of the issues with the Twins early in the year, they kept falling behind, and they just never had enough offense. Like, this team is drastically different when they score runs in the first couple of innings. When they are a team that goes the first two, three innings, whatever, they have opportunity to score and they never can cash in, and they're hitting in all these double plays. Like, that became a theme the entire first portion of the year, and it was super duper frustrating. But with all that being said, look, it's time to find out who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, the guy that cooked tonight, it may be his first time being the player that we highlight, maybe a second. He was a nice pickup, a nice acquisition for this team. I don't know, like, in terms of the future, how things will shake out for him. But I like what Cody Clemens has been for the Twins this year. Tonight, he went 2-for-5 with a couple of runs batted in. He hit his 13th home run of the year. 13th! That's kind of mind-blowing to me. But Cody Clemens has, I don't say he's been a revelation, but man, he's played well. He's been a nice pickup from the moment that we got him. I remember the Boston Red Sox series. He had some nice clutch hits in that series as well. But this was Clemens with this two-run home run tonight in the bottom of the fourth.
That ball's crushed down the right field line. If it's fair, it is way out of here. Get up and gone! Clemens with a two-run homer. Extend the Twins' lead. 7-1. There's the nail in the coffin right there.
Nailed the coffin in the bottom of the fourth. Man, Danny was calling it early.
Danny was in his feelings.
He was feeling good to say that in the bottom of the fourth. But I mean, Clemens has been, and you've been high on Clemens. You like Clemens. And look, I'm not trying to disrespect Clemens at all. I mean, sample size is still rather light, but he has been a nice pickup for this team.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing about Cody Clemens is, yeah, he was very, very, very seldom are you going to find somebody who was discarded by two organizations at such a young age and then come in here and work their way into some playing time. And I feel like the more that he plays and the more that he gets at bats against left-handed pitching, which, I mean, let's be honest, I don't know that anybody did the matchup thing over the last few years more than Rocco did. I mean, if you were hitting right-handed and you were if you were in the stands, he would find a way to put you in there against a left-handed hitter. I like that he's getting a chance to, get these at-bats against left-handed pitchers, because right now you don't have a first baseman. And I think that Cody, over the next couple of months, has got a chance to really solidify himself. And I mean, 13 home runs for a guy that wasn't even on the team at the beginning of the season, I mean, that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, a text from the 612, it says, fellas, all these guys are playing hard because they want to play in Minneapolis next year, not St. Paul or Wichita or wherever. They like planes, not buses. Makes them dangerous. I'm a hockey guy, and it's the same deal. Carl from Roseville. Appreciate the text. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate the contribution from Carl in Roseville. But just because you play hard doesn't mean you're going to be in the big leagues. Just because you like planes and not buses or over buses does not mean that you're going to be in a situation, just because you play hard, to be in that situation specifically.
Yeah.
Does this apply to Edward Julian? Does this apply to Edward Julian? Because he don't play that hard to me. He should be playing as hard as anybody out there. And this is the thing. Like, guys are getting opportunities. Some guys just, I don't look at it and feel like they're in a situation where they're going to be positive contributors to this team at this level. Do I look at Gasper and think that he's one of those guys? I don't. Is he getting run right now? Yes. Do I think that he's the guy, when you're talking about being a legitimate in a good baseball team, he's going to be an everyday player? Of course not.
Yeah, well, we've seen guys that have come up and just have not had the same sort of success. DeShawn Kearse Jr., he turned into a one-dimensional player, a late-game defensive or pinch-running guy. Carson McCusker, hitting the snot out of the ball at AAA. But when you get up to, you know, the major leagues, you can bust your ass and play as hard as you want and as hard as you can. But at the end of the day, if you're not producing, it doesn't matter how much effort is there if you're just not executing in the way that maybe somebody else can.
Yeah. So, Cody Clemens, man, props to you, my man. Cody Clemens, that's who cooked tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buy yours now at chefiq.com. Coming up next, we've got the highlights. We've got the post-game reaction. This is Final Pitch. All right, the final segment of Final Pitch. Twins defeat the Royals 9-4. Let's get to the highlights, man. We had some fun tonight. Only negative highlight of the night was the first batter that Joe Ryan, who got the win, faced. His 11th win on the season. Mikey Strzemski, he went yard, solo shot. Royals led 1-0.
There's a 3-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and hit well right field. Waller just watches it go. Home run, Yastrzemski, and the Royals jump on top. Mike Yastrzemski just pummeled that baseball. A screaming liner at 110 off the bat. Onto the plaza, it's 1-0 Royals on a 3-1 cookie.
But Matt Warner, one thing we know. Well, there's a couple things we know. We know he's from Forest Lake. We also know that he's strong. He's a big, strong kid. And when he gets a hold of one, Chris, it's long gone. It's long gone. And that's what they found out in the bottom of the first. This was home run. Ooh, let me look, double check. I don't want to get this wrong. This was home run number 16. I was about to say 15, but I remember 15 happened a couple days ago. This is home run number 16 this year for one Matt Wallner.
The 3-1 smashed in the air. Deep left center field. That's a Wally ball, and it's gone into the bullpen. This game is tied. More than just pull power. That ball was down and away, and then it was up, up, and away from Matt Wallner. That's number 16. 1-1.
Hey, what was the name of the kid? I like to hit dingers. Big Al, right?
Big Al. I like to hit
Matt
dingers.
Matt Wallner's Big Al.
I'm Big Matt, and I hit dingers.
I love it. I love it. It didn't stop there. Hey, man, Keyshaw, do y'all believe in the kid or not? I keep hyping him. All he does is get hits. That's all he does is drive and runs. And this one was an RBI single in the bottom of the first.
And this ball through to the right side for a base hit. Keyshaw's done it again. Jeffers scores. Clemens goes to third. And the new-look Twins lead it 2-1 here in the first.
Keyshaw's a gamer. He's a gamer. Absolute gamer. Look, the bottom of the second, they said, let's get some more runs. We feel like we're, you know, we got something cooking right now. And Ryan Jeffers, RBI single here. Twins now extend the lead to 4-1.
Infield plays for two, and this ball is lined up the middle for a base hit. Gasper got a good jump, getting the windmill from Tommy Watkins. No throw from Kyle Isbell. Gasper touches home. It's an RBI single for Ryan Jeffers, and it's 4-1 Minnesota.
What about Luke Kuechel? Can we get some more Luke Kuechel? RBI single. Twins lead 5-1.
First pitch to Luke. Lined into center field for another base hit, making the game look easy. Here comes the lead runner. He'll score, and the Twins lead it by the score of 5-1.
Man, he's... I'm not gonna. I was about to say something. I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna let the sample size get a little bit longer. So I'm not gonna.
Would you say
gonna,
Luke is a key shell to the Twins' success so far?
He's been so far.
Okay.
In the games that he's been in, Ryan Jeffers, he's staying hot right now. Bottom of the sixth, RBI single. Twins extend the lead out to 8-2.
Ahead 0-2 to Jeffers. There's a line drive, base hit into right field. Wallner's gonna check up at third. Roden scores 8-2 Minnesota.
And then Royce Lewis with an RBI double. In this play, you end up extending the lead to 9-2, but this is also the play where Cody Clemens, who I didn't think they should have sent him, they sent him. He's out at home.
In a hole, 0-2. Well hit left field. Rave back. He's not going to get this one, and that ball's off the wall. Jeffers in. They're going to wave around Clemens. Throw by Bobby Witt to the plate, and... he's going to be out at home. So one run scores, and now it is 9-2.
All righty. Let's hear and get some post-game reaction. Joe Ryan on just the first game at home since the deadline.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't really think about it. I feel like it's kind of been – it just – it happened. There was a 24-hour, 48-hour, whatever people were kind of – digesting everything. I think we played really good baseball in Detroit. Beating them up was pretty fun, and then beating these guys up tonight was great. So, yeah, I think the team is just focused on the team that we are now and going forward and winning baseball games. And like I said, I just think it's a good opportunity for a lot of these guys that have been given this chance to make a name for themselves, play the best baseball they can, and put themselves in the best position to have a good career. And then that's to the team's advantage as well. So,
the manager, Rocco Baldelli, just on everybody contributing right now.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about. That's actually exactly what I'm looking for, and I think everybody's looking for. There were a lot of guys contributing, a lot of guys doing some pretty impressive things out there. Both sides of the ball. It's hard to even like start and know where to start. Joe gave us another really strong outing. TA comes in, the pitching was good, the defense was pretty good, and the bats really came alive up and down the order. So, it was everyone. It wasn't just one swing, two swings. It was a great start to the game where you're really taking over the game early against a good pitcher, and just impressed with what I watched.
And last but not least, just Rocco talking about Luke and his demeanor at the plate, man. He's awesome right now.
Yeah, he's a really impressive young player, and he does it in a lot of different ways. But I think his at-bats almost kind of mirror his personality in a lot of ways, too. He's able to see the ball and attack the ball in a way where he's not necessarily going up there sitting on pitches. He can see it, and he's got such a good short swing and strong swing. I kind of describe it like that a lot. That's what I'm watching over and over again. And, you know, after a good at-bat, he doesn't necessarily go up there and change a whole lot or outthink himself. I think he's a good natural hitter, and that's what it looks like. And he's rolling right now. He looks good.
All right, good night for the Twins. Hopefully it'll be a great day tomorrow for Bailey Ober, the return of Bailey Ober to the Twins starting rotation. Hey, we'll talk to you on Monday right here on the Good Neighbor News Talk, 830 WCCO. Have an awesome weekend, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.